Sure, I can give amongst the old Islam news in Hakeup Shimon Bays, April 23rd, 1982, on Friday.
Last time, so we saw that the Machlokes was saying, according to Zirah, so I leave it to Yeshua. So will Yeshua only ask her if she agrees that she was Mizami. But she claims that she was Mizami with the kosher. But in the case where she denies Bruce, she said she was only Siachedek, so then, according to Zira, that Yeshua would be made that she is Mutaris. That she is Mutaris the Kun. So, that Yeshua, according to Zira, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if she denies him, so there is Machlokes Rishonim. Tesis discusses it, and then Tesis comes to the conclusion that if I read according to Zira, so Rabbi Yeshua only asks her if she admits news. But if she denies news, so then Rabbi Yeshua will make the even according to Rabbi Yeshua, even I read the Rabbi Zira, as Rabbi Zira. So that she's Mutaris, because there is this Rexray. So the young woman about him can have this Rexray. Alright, so that is that. So that is Thesis Maskon. Now, the Ramban and the whole, they say the contrary. They say that the Aliyah, according to Zira, so the Yeshua Asa is not only if she agrees with us, even if she denies us. So, but it's a Slexley case, so if we say that Slexley case can be a Slexley can be Sapir, okay. But even if we say that Slexley case does not have to be Sapir, here, Midrabonon, according to the Yeshua, so Midrabonon, it's my also be your son. So it's the same kind of Midrabonon as by Shmuel. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeshua makes the analogy with Shmuel. So that means the Shmuel of Mirabon is considered Bechetzka Shezitzo. Here too, she is Bechetzka Shemivalo. Bechetzka Shemivalo. Even if it was just Bechetzachado. So it's Myros and Yuxi because in Apotropis Arayos. And then, so Rashi Shite is Mashma. From Rashi here is Mashma. That he agrees not with Thesis, but he agrees with the Ramban and the Rok. And then there is another Rashi, which is even more explicit than the Rashi that we've given on the Dalai. We refer to the Rashi that we've given on the base when Gemara says, when Rabbi Eza says, Rabbi Yeshua says in Apotropos Arayos, in Atem Yechemin, Rimin Slo Apotropos Reina Loi Nivar. So it's also Rashi, that Rashi Shuka is not like it. Anyway, Tetzres at first said the same thing, but then Tetzres was Bechadet, was rejected at you. Why? Because of the more than the beginning of the second period, Abu Koshin, the heavy Mashna, but it's very shady. The Dalai of the Nivella has become a Hindi Chalizira, Doma Mayim Baberes Nistre, the Nikit, the Bali Amro, the Nivalti, the Hem. So it's a Raya, that in the case where it says Loi Nivalti, so then even Rabbi Yeshua is made that it meant. Because if in the case where it says Loi Nivalti, so Rabbi Yeshua will still say Zashua. So what kind of a Mika is it? The Bai Hamra Loi Nivalti meant. So the Shimkobetzes says that there it's not because according to Rabbi Yeshua, so she will be. It's according to Rabbi Yeshua, she'll only be asura if she admits that she was Mizana. But she says she was Mizana with the kosher. According to Rabbi Yeshua, so in other words, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua are at opposite poles from each other. According to Rabbi Gamliel, so even if she is Nivala, so she's going to see the thinking so that she was Nivala. According to Rabbi Yeshua, so even if Eidi only saw just Yichud and she denies and is loose, so she still has to. But why does the Gemara say Wie er dachte, sei es. Hier die Realisierer sagen, meine, da wäre es nicht mehr. Mieke die beiden anderen in die Wauti. Wie kommt eine Wauti in die Hände? Soll die Morgen sehen. Hier die Realisierer, die Morgen ist hier explaining the mission. Because the mission is safe. Und wenn der Rabbi Yeshua will mal haben, soll die Suche auf die Hohen so. Und kachti Hohen, und kachti Hohen. Schuhnen, schaapese Rosa, kurapese Hiti, So, the question is, who made Rabbi Yeshua? What is the thing that made Rabbi Yeshua? In this Mige, Rabbi Yeshua is made, then it's effective. And if one is Imel Havir, so is Rishol Adich also, who kakti on them. So, the Mige is effective, it's a Mige that boy is up. So, what is the thing that made Rabbi Yeshua? So, apparently, there is another kind of Mige that Rabbi Yeshua is not made. But this Mige is a better Mige. So, what is the other Mige where Rabbi Yeshua is not made? So, the Gemara wanted to say that the other Mige where Rabbi Yeshua is not made, where Rabbi Yeshua is not made, to Rabbi Gamliel, is this Mige of Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel says in the case of Ruth of Midaber. And she says, we caution about it. So, she's the menace. She's the menace. Why? Because she has a mige. She has a mige. So what kind of a mige? What kind of a mige does she have? So according to Rav Gamliel, the mige would be because mige di bayam reloi nivalti. Because a nivalti is man. But Rav Yeshua is chayri kam that mige. And now the question. So because that mige is not such a good mige, why isn't it? That Mika is such a good Mika because according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if she would say Roiti Valti, she still wouldn't be the best. So what kind of Mika is it? The answer is the same kind of Mika as in the Mishneh. Of Kri Meres Misharasani and Aski, the Misach Mesodeo. So why is it called the Mika? According to Rabbi Gamliel, it is a Mika. Because we call the Mika with the Shitaim and Mula Vienser, because if it were else. So when she says Misharastani Nasti, so Lifi Dvorel, she disqualifies herself. Likune, let's say if her husband will die, so then she will not be able to marry Kay. Machin Kay, if she had presented the other time of Mukasei Tzani, so then, even though on the other time she wouldn't have any more credibility than on the actual time, but with Dvorel, she would not disqualify herself from marrying the king. So Angabria considers in that Mige as a Mige. So, but Rabbi Yeshua, in that Mige, Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize that Mige. Why? Because that Mige, so the other time, the potential time, does not involve any more credibility than the actual time. But in the case of Eimer Haveri, so the Zushal of Dichol Yisro, who kakti oinem, she there, it's a bit of the boy Yishota, so you can quite quiet, he certainly would keep this other, so the Melele, that's a strong Mige, so that Mige, Rabbi Yeshua recognizes, so the Melele, there is no line from that Gemara, that Rabbi Yeshua assers, that Rabbi Yeshua is matir in the case, where he denies goods, and Rabbi Yeshua only answers in the case where he admits, where she admits goods. Because this Gemara only says, in explaining the worship of the Mishnah, who made Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize the validity of one Mige, but this Mige does recognize, the Gemara said, that Rabbi Yeshua had in mind a comparison between the Mige of Eimel Haveres of the Yishua Vichorim, so Kachtiomenu, Shehunemon, and the Mige of Ruhu Daveres Nechon, according to Zira. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a Mige. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a Mige. It's not a Mige. And what kind of a Mige is it? Because it's a better time, because it's in Dvorel. She was not Mizan at all. But in the name, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she was Asura, even if she says, what about it? So, when the Gemara says, here, immediately, by Amra, what about it? By Amra, what about it? So that is a little bit of the real Mehemne. But a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, she is not Mehemne. Takes it, assumes that seems to the Gemara, Jüdisch der Losch. Jüdisch die Bayamra, wo die Bautin kommt, eine Bautin ist mir Hemde, that this, die Gemorre Menschen, ist auch immer Kura. But Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize Mide. But the Ramban and the Rohr, they say, here the Gemorre only says, Jüdisch die Bayamra, wo die Bautin kommt, eine Bautin Hemde, auch immer Rabbi Yeshua, but not auch immer Rabbi Yeshua. Now we left off the last line that you didn't know about. Means, Rolu Hashem Yichri Yisrael Nechad Meseisa. Oy Lecho, V'yom Rolo Matide Shom Yizeh, Keyenu Benu Achi Avo, that's what she said, Rab Gamli Yom Rab Lezer Yom Yine Menes, Rab Yeshua Yim Elo Yitiro Nechayim, Elo Arim Yisu Bechez Kazbura Oli Nosin Oli Mamzea, Ati Tovirayo Yitvoreo, Ati Tovirayo Yitvoreo, So this when we see the embarrassing meaning, Mr. Hani Victor Metarte, do we say this on the Chor? So we say this means Yichud, and the Chor then means the Knival. Knival. El Ravase, Yom Amivalo, Nivalo, that the embarrassed means Nivalo. So in the case what they even saw, that she was Nivalo. Then Rabbi Yeshua says she's a soul. But if they demote, so Yichud, Mistro, so then if Rabbi Yeshua is made there, the cheese materials. So why does the Christ mention two situations? Case of Nivalo, so he says, so the Chobo. So I mean, it's the same thing. So he says, so also means that the Indian saw this news. Chodikotam, we say it's a lechor, but we say it's a oil lechor, but the Rosh and Abraisi is not that way. So the Gemara says, Chodah lechor b'dimote, v'chodah lechor b'dimdam. Chodah lechor b'dimdam. So, in other words, because if it's a chor b'dimote, so it means, still they even saw, the news. But it could have reference with Kitania, that is Ruba Yisroel, so it's Rokshere. But Chobe de Mote, I mean Chobe de Dabra, in the wilderness, in an outside of the region. So there is Rei Akum, Rei Nochim, so Rei Tzuri. So in other words, so Utsrich, Diyash in a Chobe de Mote, and Diyah, that Ruba Yisroel, Kshere, So then I could say, "Behold, come here, Shalom Gamliel. We should drink shein etzlo. Avul chuber v'dabre. Where rov atzuri nochri drink shein etzlo. In meidur Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not a man. Vi ashinon ba'iz mi in chuber v'dabre. Vayikom Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not a man. Because it's an atzuri. Avul behold in chuber v'mote. In meidur Rabbi Yeshua, Israel." Alright, Chove is something we do, Hashem Mokin is new. Chove the Mote, Stam, the Rosso, the Echon the Ear, the Echonim of the Ear, the Chove is spoiled, she will come. In other words, Rashi doesn't mean the Chove is something we do, Hashem Mokin is new. In other words, that if Eden just saw that they enter a Chove, so that is considered as if Eden saw this news. I mean, that, because according to Rabbasi, that Rabbi Yeshua only answers in the case of Nivalo, so it means Eidim saw this news. But if Eidim just saw that they went into a place where what's in this news usually go, that wouldn't constitute a real news. But Rashi means seeing the price he uses the Rosh Lechove, and this is Tomel's news, so mainly the price means that Eden saw the news. Not that seeing them enter the Chove, it constitutes a real news. There is no such a law. Chove the Mote stand the Rosh Lechon the Ear. Little name of the Ear, Shehove Yisroel Kshem come. The Dabre Sofi Kach Nisiteiron Bolikam. The Rei Beiron Eidi Kechomimei. U Peis Kinisha Bidvos Omikone, Kedom Adivones, and Dushin Yot in Chom Dere, Chom Ramon Tegere, 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 Chom Mees. Zo ei de shoy ish ok shegelo. Dis va kham nam yote. Der Rabbi Yeshua me ein ene men. Omer lem Rabbi Yeshua. Ya te le di Yeshua yo shen ish be. Vi ye Yeshua ein ish shen ish be. Ki un der spiran shen ene men. Yo nat meide. He says to the to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Leza. So he says, you're not ready to me that in the case of Shvua, so Shemish Beis, and the Arabian who saw that she was captured, so in this case, why she won a menace to the Shvua? Only Avol. Now, Avol has to mean, that's why Rashi explains, Avol Hei, may Avol saw Ishtachod, and come in and be pushed. Because the usual meaning of Avol means is however, but here it doesn't make sense, however. But sometimes Avol has the meaning of yes, indeed, in other words. So here it means indeed. So Avol, so they say, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Leizer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Avol. In other words, indeed, it is true that Yeshua, so is not the menace to say Tehran. So the difference is, that's what the Buddha says. Lozu Yishenki, vi lozu Eidei. Lozu Eidei. Omalohen, af lozu Yishenki. In other words, Shara, the grace of Yishenel. In other words, we see that she committed Zeus. But the question is, with whom? Omalohen, Reger de Gehoti, Tomalema, the Fini Shaki Shah Kaisa Mishinel. So, the Reger, Omule, Reger de Gehoti, Kutsi Barai. So that's why she is the Cheska Shemibala. And since the Malchus gives them a license to abuse the woman, the Bas Yisrael, so Mimele, it's very likely that they won't be honest. So what does it mean in that prophet's life? Because actually, on the nicer level, so even though the day where by Shmuel, where the Malchus gives them a license to abuse the woman, but with the nicer, we still apply the law in Malchus and Yehud and Israel. So we don't have to be chayshish. It's considered badaloizis. Even though she's like Hefja to them. But we don't have to be chayshish. But with the Rabbonon, because of my Rabbi Yuchsin, the Chachomim or Misake, that an account of the fact that the Chachomim is puts in Barayas, so Mele, she is considered, Yishvuyo is considered, Bechezka Shemiva, but with Rabbonon, not with the Raisin. So here too, Mitzad, my Rabbi Yuchsin. So, with Rabbonon, she should be considered, Bechezka Shemiva. So, Bamek, Vomamuri, Babies is your good one. I will be your good one. I will be your good one. My comma or what is the chat in this shackle Italian that went on between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? Hone Kamba. He shaktoon wa wa muber. Mati shibayin ya wa madaber. So he said, he shaktoon wa wa muber. But Mata Shivei, Al Hamdaberes, Hamdaberes, in other words. So, what you argument is a good argument from the Leon of Reza. Say to Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachomi, say to Rabbi Yeshua, what you said, so, what your argument against us, we understand, in respect to Mubers, in other words, we are eating salt, well, it's an unsavory, that she was with them. And the question is, if was she resigning because she was an apostle? So we understand your argument. Not that we agree with it. They didn't concede to Rabbi Yeshua. But he said, you gave us a very good answer. And we understand it from your point of view. We understand your answer. Because you said, in connection with the case, where Abi saw this news, or let's say an answer that she was resigning, let's say an embarrassed. So you mentioned that a good raya from your point of view, He said, Joseph in the case of Shmuel, she is not in a minister saying to you. Why? Because Rebbe Yochanan is putting barayas. So in the case of Robert, we see that she was Mizan. So the male, she should not be in a menace either. So that is, from your point of view, it's a good right. But what, how can you justify your argument in respect to Nistero? So then, what kind of an analogy is there between Nistero, where Nathan didn't say anything, but and Shuyo? It's a full Shuyo, so since Hobbes puts in Barayas, some male it means in Rabbon, as if they saw this news. So, Omer Batish Lina Meteres, Omer Lehen, Mida Beres Ayeshua, Omer Lehen, Shani Shmuyo, the Rehid Chomi Kutz in Barayase, Omer Lehen, so we should say, Honami, he did not start there in a proper Barayas, but only we started in the Beres and Muberes, so we see that the Machlekes, the argument between Rabbi Namuyo and Rabbi Yeshua, took place in regard to two situations. One situation is Muberes, that if Eden saw this news, and the other situation is with a bare sister, where they didn't see anything. So it's a riot to zero. To you, to the Ravasa, to you. So that means that the Aloha is like zero. I mean, it's not a familiar dinner because we pass like from the meal anyway. So insofar as from the meal is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. From the meal certainly says that even in the case of Mundaris, where they even saw this news, that she's not married. So the Nakamina is only if we want to fast like Rabbi Yeshua. But anyway, the Gemara says, to you take the Rabbah. To you the Rabbah, people, he take the clay, your awesome, there is a tool in that law, the Roche, there is a tool in that law. So in other words, how can Rabbi Yeshua mention the analogy between Shmuel and Ruwa Midaberes? By Shmuyo, so the Avoche, if she was Nizana, if she was Nizana, then she is definitely a Sore Kuna, because there are all Noche, the Kekkes. Mashiach came here, so if she was Nizana, so it's very likely that she was Nizana within Israel, with Kosher. So what kind of analogy did Rabbi Yeshua mention? So Messiah and Rabbi Shemalei. So Rabbi Shemalei, the Yudhivra Makshamah, Shia, the Yudhivra Tzuri. The Yudhivra Peise, Rafiu, Birei, Sheh, and Samuel Meire, Rabbi Shua was able to mention the analogy with Shuyo. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, even in the case of Rabbi Tzuri, so she's the menace. So he mentions the Raya from Shuyo, she's not the menace. Because there is also a big suit. Alright. Now, the Rashi. You have been sharing the Shasa because I'm about in the mention of the K, Omuyavo, hey, Muyavo, so is the one. We come here and be pushed there, who might have been to a Zuma Bisho Kamal. But Zuma Bisho Kamal, the 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 Zuma Bisho Kamal, und nie die Bayern oder die Wald die Jungen haben die Kurse die Wald nehmen aber so können wir auf kann nicht schaffen sie gehen schweigen wir haben Geld die Malai die ist nur bei und wo ich kann nicht vor ich mal kommen hat oder ja mal die kommen gut ich habe den Kopf kann nicht vor damit wollen wir mal in den Menschen und haben wir den sich schon die Gruppe so die Malai hat sich das hat sich nicht mehr die Kino war die Kino die Kino war die Kost mein kommen gut und mein kommen gut und die kommen hat und die noch nicht kommen gut mal rein kum chuvin zi a ma shomre a plusuin chi ei mo khapogot godo mize ki to khazin mi sabu nero ki shakton ala mo ber ki vot mo ga mi tak mi da ber le sai shuo ma mi da ber e ti mo idi a shuo le idi di le bat ma zi ki me so ki mi valo put ma ga e to vale mi valo ei na pe ei na pe khope sa ga e ti na pe ni mi so a pe khope Lema Oliva, so from this washing it's mashma, the way Rashi explains the expression. So it's mashma that Rashi agrees in the Sheikh of the Ramban and the Ro. That according to Zireh, Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's Deci Zahsuva lui Cune, Nidere și Dinaismus, and she says, she was not Rivalero. Vedeți, voi vorbim și eu acolo, că e nabile pe toți bagaite, spus lui Domnul Iisus. Că sunt răsuri, maxa lui Iisus, nabile, cum a căzut ceva, o răsuri, ce-i maxa lui Iisus, e un rai în așa. Right. Now the thing is very important. He's a tall alam uberk. Now, so what Baba says is he's monarch. He, the Rabbono, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Ezra, said, admitted to Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua gave him a good answer in respect to Muberes, so they should be chayder, and they should say, the Chalapokas in regard to Muberes, that the Yeshua is not Muberes, because he mentioned a very good analogy from Shmuyo. But they want chayder, they did not concede to Rabbi Yeshua. So the pshat is found. When the Chachon, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Ezra said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yishakto HaMuberes, they meant to say, from your point of view, you gave us a good hour. From your point of view. But insofar as Muberes is concerned, so even from your point of view, it's not a good answer. But when you don't, but from their point of view, so there was no answer, no reputation given by Rabbi Yeshua, even in respect to Muberes. Why not? Because after all, I mean, he mentioned a very strong guy, even in the case of Shmuel, where no alien saw Zeus. They only saw that she was taken captive. That's all. And Raven Cohen put in the eyes. But Raven Cohen put the eyes, but still they don't know where the Zeus took place. So she's not the menace, or a stab of the hammer, so it's illogical now. In the case where Raven saw the Zeus. So certainly she should not be the menace. So it's especially the dawn here. The Israel is done with the case of Mizan. With the case of Mizan. So this is God's best expression from the Gemara that you doubt. When the Gemara says, because where does the case speak up this concept of Israel Mizan or the case of Mizan? So in the Gemara that you doubt. Because the Gemara says that it's always normally Hoche Hashti. Hoche Misha Misha is related to Misha. So that is what Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel. Hoche Misha 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 Misha. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua says, can you say Misha 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 Misha? So Rabbi Yeshua says that we cannot say Misha 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 Misha. But Rabbi Gamliel says, we do say Isha Mizana, Rabbi Gamliel holds, we do say Isha Mizana, Rabbi Mizana. So this is what the Chachom, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Zaman. Pirus will be going here, Isha Mizana, the Deke, so Mizana. The Rizan Yom Yishvuyo, Rizan Yom Yishvuyo, even though I'm one him. So Yishvuyo has no Edimosus. And here, by New Beres, so they are lady who's in Tanan Sabe that she was Mizan. But, so that is an apparent chumrah, that should be an apparent chumrah in Muberes vis-a-vis Shvuyo. But on the other hand, by Shvuyo, so she, the Malchus, gives the captors a threat license to do whatever they want. So in Mele, it's very likely that one of the captors was the honester, Mashiach came, and if she was not honest, so there's nothing that the Bas Yisrael could do. After all, the Bas Yisrael had the Chesed Kashrut. So even if the Bas Yisrael is not its way, but if it's a question whether she committed this news with the Israel, a kosher, or this news with the Nochri, a apostle, so then we have to say that even this woman who is a putzah of this news, who is a putzah, but she wouldn't be zane with the apostle. So Mashiach by Shmuyos, so there is nothing that she could do. I mean, because if one of the captors was able to be Manasseh. So Mele, that's the reason as to why there is no analogy between Shmuyo אין מוגר. לי דידון ניחר, ואישה מזענו בידקס, ומזענו, ולדם ירישויו, אלו לדידוך, ולסרי החסבורי, תנח מוגרס, אבל מדברס, אפילו לפי דבריך, יישב חס, ולזו נשאבים, ולזו אינבים, ויתמידו, אומר אין מדברס, הנשויו, וכמו שנשויו, אין המנס רימה, לא הבאותי, הוכנה במדברס, תגמוס, לפי, לפי שנחתוב זרעייס, נאו יש מתקובץ את זה בקשר, אני נכין דרוק. זה בקשר, תו, אני גם לי אומר, אבל זה עשה, זה תיימא, זה ראיה פעם, בירב ישוע, פעם שמולו, it's not a good ראיה. Why? It's not a good analogy. Because, by שמולו, so there is nothing that the Isha could do. And since ראיה תיכוב נספוטים בראייס, so in the case of Shmuel, where they have a license to be the honest Isha, some may have a declaration, which may be one of the characters was the honest Isha. Mashiach can hear, so he said, Isha Mizana, Vizekas Mizana. So that would be all right if no one, if no person would be Mizana with her unless she gave her consent. But They are children who are capable of being honest. So the male, so how can we apply? How can the Rabbanon apply the concept of Isha Mizano, Bideke Isha Mizano? But it's we should reach it just as by Shmuel. So we are reaching. Maybe someone was the answer. We certainly are not preaching. We are not preaching in Bas Yisrael that we willingly she submitted his news with one of the captains. Has to show him that we should be preaching the chair. But the only reason as why Shmuel is Asur Mikune is because we are afraid maybe one of the captains who has the license to be the answer, so was the answer. So here too, in the case of Boberes, she is not Shmuel. But there are so many tsuri in the world. Maybe one of the tsuri. So was Manisa. And then she would take the choice to decide with whom to be Mizane. So the Rosh says, that Enes is Moshriya. In the case of Shmuyo, where the Malchus gives the captors a flat license to do with the woman whatever they want. So the male, so then, in the sea Shriya, because if they have a license, so it's Shriya. Mashiach, in the case of Moveres, it's not a situation of Shriya, when a license is given by the Malchus to be Mianis. So the male, even though such things happen, even when no license is given, so such things happen, but it's a new situation of Shriya, so we do not have to, and the space is there, that this, that when something, when Enes does happen, so then it is conducive to notoriety. So then people start talking about it. So maybe we don't have to be chesish. Maybe this woman who was Mizane, so she was Mizane by Enes, somebody was Mizane. We don't have to be chesish. So we have to assume that she was Mizane the host. Since there is no cause, there is no notoriety of an Enes, so mainly we have to assume that she was Mizana the Rotsi. If the Rotsi, so mainly there is a Cheskes Kashkes, even Amibas Yisroel, that is not its law, that Isha Mizano is Bideket Umizana. Isha Mizano is Bideket Umizana. But, regarding Shmuyo, we cannot say, there is a call. Because, nothing is divulged what happens to a Shmuyo, because everything that is done by the captor is kept in utmost secrecy. So mainly, over there, we cannot assume that no one was the answer. Alright, this is what it was. Now, so this is the Kashe, Niu Pirizeri Toch, and my Yipanish for you, Niu Rabbi Yeshua, and then Yisrael, Mawe Yivalti. So in other words, this Gemara is very good. We agree with the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rosh and Rashi that according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Zirek, and here the Gemara mentions the right to Zirek on this price, that according to Zirek, Rabbi Yeshua holds, even in the case where the woman denies us, where she denies us, so she is still a soul. But according to the case of Shaspar, I'm a liar, that in the case where she denies us, and she says, Lord, if I will, then if Rabbi Yeshua is made, then she is with us. Because there is this vaccination. So when does Rabbi Yeshua say, if now in this era, that she is a sumo, if she does have business, even if it's in this news, they only saw in Yichud, but the woman herself admits this news, but she says, we caution about it. So maybe, but here in the price it's mentioned, that Rabbi Yeshua said to the Rabbonon, just as in Shmuel. So did the Rabbonon, we say, is the Cheskas Nivala, because Rav Akum puts in Baraya, so here too, and after Prophet Baraya, doesn't that indicate that Rabbi Yeshua, in effect, said to Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezea, that Yitzimai of Yuchsi, so if she was Nistero, so we consider it the Cheskas Nivala. Upirash from Bideicha, Yidaber, and Tanya Shmuel. יחמוי ששמויו בחזקת גבולו כך מדברת בחזקת גבולו but not in the sense of the חזקת גבולו that the contrary of Yeshua even if she denies us so she is still not the menace in the same way as Yeshua who says Teirani she denies us or anus by the captor so she is not the menace but in different sense כך מדברת בחזקת גבולו עניין שאם אמרו לי כושר לבאותי שאין הנמת בניגה לפי שאירה לימה ואין לבאותי ולהוכה ההמת אלא בטרופס להרעייס וחשבים על הניגה אם אני אומרת שעודי הטרופס להרעייס means that since in הטרופס להרעייס so this is not a good meeting this is not a good meeting because in order to be a good meeting so the potential time has to be a time that one is not inhibited to present. Masha'im can hear scenes in Apotropos Larayas. And the Ishe also is aware of this fact of the Apotropos Larayas. So the male, she is not disposed, she is not readily disposed to send this shekel, this one. So the male is not a good leader. But Eina Haname, if she does say, learn about it, then she is Mutaris Likone because of his vexer. Ah. Misaya Rabbi Yeshua, the lady. That what? Tell her if she's a lady. We did a machi, a machi, a full belief, so it is a pencil, a full belief, chain. Misaya Rabbi Yeshua, the lady. Hiksh Rav Metav, Akate Tei Tikle, the host of the Shvuyo called Psuri, the Hoch and the Chur, and the Davre, Roi. So this is the Kramtan of the Kashi, even though from this price it appears, like Rav Yeshua the Lady, that Rav Gamliya is marking in the case of the Psuri, but still there is no analogy with Shvuyo. Because Shvuyo, once we accept this proposition that it's admired Yuchsi, so Shvuyo is considered the Cheskas Nivala, so then there is no possibility she should be the Tazakh. The only question is, what should be Nivala? But once we accept this proposition that the Rabbanon is admired Yuchsi, so she is the Cheska Shenivalo, so Mele, she couldn't be Cheolikon, because every one of the characters is possible. Masha'im can hear, even if it's a Chuvred Dabre, so most of the men available in Chuvred Dabre actually what they are. There is a meal of men available in home and that bread and that chain. So what kind of a life is it? Ich schaue da, ich denke, was mich willkommen zu. Komm zu den Wochen, wo ich da bin, hey. Wie du jetzt, die Reif, die kommt. Die Leckere Nehmer, bin da Beres, die Lecke. Die Leckere Reif. Die Leckere Nehmer, bin da Beres, die Leckere Reif. Die Leckere Nehmer, Smech, die Lutele Chazoke. Die Isle Rune. Da viele Isle, Smech, die Lutele Chazoke. Wir haben da Mühe, oder die Schuhe, because there is a, according to this, there is a Machlekes. It annoy, as to whether we say Smech, die Lutele Chazoke. So, so it's powder power. So even if we say that Rabbi Lamuyon and Rabbi Yeshua agree with Anoyim that we do say Smech Liyuta Lechazoke, so the melee becomes powder power. So we call it the Hadar powder power. We view Shepherdse. We saw it. We saw it is sort of the hunger. So the melee. So just as in the case of Kolsul. So just as in the case of Kolsul. So then she's not a menace. So in the case of Kolsulim, she shouldn't be a menace either, because at most, as a result of the new chain, so you could establish a powder powder. But powder powder should still be awesome. But we don't really think she needs to tell me so. So that's all you're using in the time that I was with Hazoki. The Mongo Sophie. So over there, So one time is entirely becomes mechli mechazoke because there is aloche in tume, not only sofik tume b'shis arabim is veiki toya, but even sofik tume b'shis ayochi, if it's in midas rishoyer, is also toya. Mashenke nisunim, so there is aloche that's veiki b'chumre. We mongo sofik tume itaya, you mongo sofik, itaya, even though there is rishis ayochi, but it's a kiddush, so it's in midas rishoyer. So if it's in midas rishoyer, so even sofik tume, which is a yochi tishpare, because we learn it out from Seyfe. So by Seyfe, so Rosako sofik divada. So Seyfe is rishis ayochi. See, the man and she, the misteres. And so the mistake is the misteres. So it's only two people. Mashenke, which is a rabbi, who are the three people in the area of the Sophie, so then it's a Victoria. But, and even if it's a Rishis Ayochi, even if there aren't three people, only two people, so it's only if it's a Sophie, to a Rishis Ayochi, to a Yehidah Rishoyim, because the Sophie attaches to whom? To the Mistaker, the man, and the Mistakeres, the woman. So they both have that. They are there. Mashenke, even there, the Sophie attaches to someone who is in video, like here, teaching him some Sanaeism. So the Sophie attaches to a teenage who is in video. So then, even the Sayochid is vegetarian. Mashenke, but in Israel, so it's a home. So they will Sophie Israel have. Machst du auf dem Weg zu, wo die Kampen und Zwerg also juckst, und da war Bosho, wo ihr Kino nicht gekippt duke. Und vor ich bin vor euch weg, in mir in der Welt, in Kosovo in Bauti. Und vor ich die Mann, die Rabbi Damuria, die Jone, ho des Inne, ho ich zum Uberes, hier ist der Adel in Isne, der Chino mal Rabbi Sho, die Chen Piri Shom, die Kunche, und Schamme da Rabbi Sho, la Dibin Rabbi Damuria, die mir hoch zum Abba, die mir dreht, Schirme. So, die Mora says there, the reason was the reason as to why we have to mention Abishol, even though Rabbi Gamliel seems to say the same thing, because all that Rabbi Gamliel says, we could say that all that Rabbi Gamliel says is in the case of Rav Chaya. So she's never said. Mashinki, but in the case of Rav Chaya, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't commit himself. Mashinki, Abishol, so he explicitly says that every, what is Shtuke? Shtuke means that a woman gave birth to a child, there is news, and we don't know who the putative father is. So, if the mother, but we know who the mother is. Ashuke means a father. We don't know who the father is, who the mother is, and we don't know, nor do we know who the mother is. That's Ashuke, a father. Mashiach is Shtuke, so he means we know who the mother is. We saw the lady who saw that this woman gave birth to a child, but we thought it was his roots, so no one knows who the putative father is. So, that is true. So, have shown you here a stuke beauty. In other words, so, a stuke is, the Rabbonon is also lovely for, because since we don't know who the father is, so maybe the father is a mamzer, so the male. So, it's all a portion of the So Abishol says, if the mother says the putative father is so is this person, so then she is a menace. So the Gemara says, Abishol adigam rambam yodim yos rambamim reif shem menace. But Abishol says that even if it's reif suli, if it happened in a place, this noose happened in a place where most of the people available for noose are suli. But if the mother says that the putative father is in Israel and the kosher, so there is mutalobikol. So we see that only Abishol says that the Nisha, the mother is the menace. The Nisha is the menace, even the case of Ritsuri. But Ramdamil doesn't say that. So the answer is Abishol for Amasmis. The Gemara doesn't mean that Rambam Uriel applies his deen only. Remind us, we will have a show of Rosal Akshon Vito, here from Mandoma to a Maxim of Esau Vito. Our Mandoma, Maxim of Vito, Maito Nena, Rosal Paul Shafir, that Jew in Zirah, Moshe Amishni, Tony Matilish, Nubaze, Mashma, the Rosal Akshon Vito. So then there is a view from the Mishni itself. So in the mail, the Gemara says, why does Abishol have to, why did the Mishnah have to tell us that Abishol says so? Masha'in King, in regard to the question as to whether she is the menace, even in the case of Reb Zulim, so there is no implication in the Rosh Mishnah, but there is an implication in the Braise. So, since the Mishnah doesn't imply that Rambam Uriel is manning the woman, trust the woman, so, even in the case of Reb Zulim, some male, the Mishnah mentions it in the name of Abishol. Alright. Omer Rabich, Vidibri Amach, Shebo Amach, Shebo Bito, Vidibri Apeisel, Bo Apeisel, Bito, Vidibri Amach, Vidibri Amach, Shebo Apeisel, Bito. Omer Rabbe, my time, Vidibri Bishwe, Meiyu, Yisrei, Chazok, Elikashas. Bito Vesli Chazok and Kashas. So we have in Machlekes between Reb Yechanan and Reb Lezer. Now, according to Rav Gamliel, who says that the Isha is the menace to say, Ishpreinu Kosho, Nivaldelei. So Reb Yechanan says, not only is the Isha the menace in regard to herself, but she's the menace in regard to the plato. In other words, if she gives birth to a child, there is Zeus. And the Isha says that the father is a kosher, so not only is she allowed to marry a Kayan, but the child is mutalovikol. And we don't have to the Heshish, maybe the putative father is a possible. But Reza says no. Rambamliel is only mati her. Why her? Because she has a cheskes kashrus likud. Because until this incident, she was certainly muteres likud. The question is, her status as being muteres likud, did it change as a result of this zlus, or it didn't change? So, we are making a chazoki. Masha'inke, the child, the question is, at the inception, was he conceived as a kosher or as a puzzle? So anyway, we cannot be making a chazok. Now we pass. So we pass like Rabbeich, that and like Rav Gamliel. So that means that the contra Gamliel, not only is she the menace regarding herself, she is the menace also regarding the child. Now in the Shivim Kubetzes, you will see that there is a machlekes b'shem. Now we pass like Rabbeich, that the Dibri HaMachshe Bo is Machshe Bito. But the question is, why does Rabbi Yechanan say the Dibri HaMachshe Bo is Machshe Bito? Reb Lezer says that Tidma will be the Rav Gamliel. So She's in the menace with Gabriel herself, because she has a cheskes kashka. She has a stethoscope being with her as the kone. But the child, so the question is, at the inception, is he kosher or is he post? So there is no. So some of the shayim say, Rabbi Yechon is chaylik. Rabbi Yechon is chaylik. Because if whereas Abreza holds that the chazoki of the mother cannot affect the child, Rabbi Yechon holds, since the status of the child emanates from the status of the mother, not the status of the mother, it emanates from the nature of the snooze. So the male, in other words, if she was mizanu, if the mother was mizanu with the kosher, so the child is a kosher. But if the mother was mizanu with the mamzer, so one depends upon the other. So the male, the cheskas kashres of the mother is transferred to the child. That's how some machines. But then the other machine would say no. The Miri also mentions, in one place he mentions one shittim, and the other place he mentions the other shittim. He says no. Just as the Blazer says, Bishlei meyiyu yisro chazok edikashres, but bito lesle chazok edikashres, because the bito. So the question is, at the very inception, was the bito a kosher or poser? So Rabbi Yechon also agrees with that. In other words, chazok cannot be transferred. Chazok cannot be transferred. Just because the child's status depends upon the nature of the znus that the mother committed, so because of that we cannot transfer the cheskas kashkas of the mother to the child. But Rabbi Yechon holds that without cheskas kashkas, the mother has no money. Not because of cheskas kashkas. You see, so according to Rabbi Elazar, we have to resort to the cheskas kashkas. But the mother, without recourse to cheskas kashkas, the mother has no limits. But according to Rabbi Yechon, so true that the cheskas kashkas of the mother cannot be transferred to the child. But without recourse to cheskas kashkas, the mother has limits. Now, we discuss, before the case application, we discuss the Shimon Sarashen in regard to Dorosh HaBe'ah. Now, the Tesis Shrid Medushin, says that if an Idechot, and he mentions the Raya from the Gemara Medushin in the Sugye of Yana Amel, so that's what the Tesis Shrid says, that if it's a question whether a woman is Kshero Mikune or Psulo Mikune, so it also comes within the category of Dorosh HaBe'ah. There is a law of Dorosh HaBe'ah upon the Mishnah. What is Dorosh HaBe'ah? Tushin, Gerashin, Edisnus, Leis Rabalo. So these things relate to the relationship between the husband and wife. In other words, if an Edahot comes and says he witnessed this abuse by Nishishish, so the male, because that affects the relationship between Shishish and Asura Ubayo. So it's a Dorosh HaBe'ah. Suppose an Edahot comes and says that a Pnuyo was designed with the Noch. So the male, she becomes Asura Mikune. So it's not something that relates to the relationship between the husband and wife, whether she is Mutaris Likun or not. So this is, it says, that's also Dorosh HaBe'ah. What difference does it make? Whether she is already married, and as a result of the Edis, she will become Asura to the husband, or she's not married, but as a result of the Edis, she will not be allowed to be married to a certain man. So it's also the Nishli Ishtay. So it comes within the category of Dorosh HaBe'ah. And many of the Shemim agree that this is sweet. I mean, there is a Rambam, that's a clip from the Rambam, it appears to the country. Now, the question is, in regard to Dorosh HaBe'ah, we discussed it in the Sugi of that test. So, is Dorosh HaBe'ah that requires claim, is it only when it is, let's say, an Edahot comes and says that Nishishish was Mizan, so she has a cheskaset alibi. Now, he, as a result of his Edis, So he wants to change the Cheskesetea, the status quo of the Isha. She should be Asur the Bible. Then we say, in Yom HaShemayam, or let's say, if an Edachot comes and says that a woman who has been Cheskes Ruyo was Niskacha of the lady, but the Edim are holding this around. So then we say, in Yom HaShemayam, Pochas Mishnai, because it's against the Chazoke. But suppose it's Yom HaShemayam, it's not against the Chazoke. So then the Edachot is Nemo. So on that point, there is a machlokes case. There is a machlokes case in Gittin, some Dalet, between the Ramban and the Rana. In the case of Oeva Mishluchai Tzim Mikan Shlisho, and then the Shliach died, and we don't know whether he was Mikan Shlisho, or he was not Mikan Shlisho, so also the Chalanoshim Shebeyo. Stand, image, shluchei, also b'chol noshim shebeinu. Chazok eshliach is etzokuzim. So that means the shliach, we assume, was mikadosh mishu. Which isha? No one knows, because he died, so he couldn't give a report. So it's Lady X that is mikadosh. So the male, the shalach, cannot be mikadosh any woman. Cannot be mikadosh any woman. Unless, and why? Because any woman that the shalach will be mikadosh, maybe it's a sister of Lady X, so it's a chesishke. Maybe it's a mother. Maybe it's a daughter. Unless we verify that it couldn't have been, let's say, sister or mother. I mean, because let's say the sister is married, had been married for a long time, so it couldn't, and the mother had been married for a long time. But if we don't verify that, he cannot be mikadosh mishu, because chazoko shliach is chazoko. So the Ramban says, suppose he wants to be Mikadish and Isha. He wants to be Mikadish and Isha. Let's say he wants to be Mikadish Lady Y. And then if Lady Y's sister and mother come to visit and he say, well, the Shliach was not Mikadish to us, for this inshallah, so we may wish it immense. Why? Because it doesn't be so. So the Ramban, the Ram is chilek on the Ramban. And we discussed it in the Sugi Bakhtes. And he says, how can we say it doesn't be so, but it's Yidor Shemera? So what is the shita of the Ramban? So the Sheikh Shmaitzi says, the shita of the Ramban is that when we say Yidor Shemera or Pachat Mishnai, if let's say Yidor comes and says, in regard to Yidor, that she was miskadeshes. She miskadeshes. And between Shnai and the Yehoku in the Seyam, or the two Eidim died, so then it's a Dorosh Be'avo, and she also had a Cheskas Nuyo. So the male, we say Dorosh Be'avo. Oh, if Midachot comes and says, and she was Mizan, so she has a Cheskas Hetar Be'avo, and then as a result of that Eidus, so that it changes the Cheskaseta Lebailo, so he's saying Dorosh Be'avo Mishnai. But here, the sister of Lady Y, whom the Mishalach wants to be Mikadosh, so she does not have a Cheskas Mikadoshes, and she says that she was not Mikadoshes, so Mimele is never. So that's the Machlokes. Sheikh Shmaitzi points out, that's the machlok between the Ramban and the Ram. In other words, the Ramban holds that we only say Yom HaShemayim Mishnayim if it changes the Chazoke. But if there is no, if it's, it doesn't change the Chazoke. So then, and the Yachod is never even the Yom HaShemayim. And the Ram Shite is even without Cheskas Yisrael. So, and the Yachod has the months. Now, then, the Sheikh Shmaitzi mentions, this is right and anxious. Dirnische, schmeiße, schmeiße Wort der Jungen. Die Menschen, die tun es mein Mensch. Mein Mensch, there was a case, Ruben, set point of the Shiach, the Kaddish lay a slave. So, Vitasha, go shomo, reishif shimin a Shiach, the Shiach, hold, which I know that is. So, Ruben, the point of shimin a Shiach, the Kaddish lay on another city. And then when I write another city, so he came before the Shiach, hold, before the person, and he showed him that show it. That he is the Shliach to be Mikadim Shleyo for Ruben. So then the person told him, fine. So then he was Mikadish. He was Mikadish. And then, but then he forgot to say, Hareyat Mikodeshes, Mi Ruben Shalom. So instead he said, Hareyat Mikodeshes, but he says it was just forgot. Now the question is, does the Shliach have to give a get to Leia? Because he didn't say, Hariach and Kodeshes, we're moving each other. The best knew that was his Ashoye, but at the time of the Yushin with Leia, he forgot. Well, at least he says he forgot. And he said, Hariach and Kodeshes, we. So the question is, and she, apparently she agreed. I mean, she didn't even know of the whole, I mean, she knew what the. She agreed to be the Kodeshes to him. So the question is, does he have to give only get or not? So the Jewish Maimonides says, no, that seems, so he says, so she's mutas, he doesn't have to give only get. You should go ischad kisura, you'll be related. The apple god, the hammer, the lotion of the apple. The kimashma, that he will be lotion of the apple, he'll be a memon, he'll have to ischad, would it be told? In the machleket between Ramban and Rams and the Sheshmaitzi says no. That I mean that will be the truth, my memory will be true according to everyone. Even the Ram will agree with what the truth, my memory says. The Ram only says, according to the Ramban, we only say in the Shabbat Prophet Mishnah if it's Ischadi Kisur. But if it's not Ischadi Kisur, let's say, if the sister of Lady Y, whom the Mishalach wants to marry, so testifies, that she is not a woman whom the Shliach was Mikadosh. So she's not Meretz. And the Ram says, no. She's not Meretz, it's a Dovah Shabbat. And the Ramban says, even though it's a Dovah Shabbat, and but since it's not Ischazik Yisroel, she was never Ischazik established as in Kodeshes, so in Meretz, she has the Meretz, so it's there. And Misha also has the Meretz. It doesn't be so. The Ram says no. But over there is a Dovah Shabbat, but there is a Chertze of Dovah Shabbat. Because we say Chazok or Shliach is Yisrochuse. So we take it for granted that Lady X is Mekodeshes. The question is the sister of Lady Y get Mekodeshes? But there is such a Chertze of Dovah Shabbat. So Meir Daran says, and Idechad is known among us. Mashaik in the case of the Chumis Maimuni. So, where the Shliach says it was a slip of the tongue, and he intended to be Mikadosh, but he became confused at that moment, and he forgot to say, Hareyat Mekodeshes, Hareyat Mekodeshes, Rehubi Mishalchi. And instead, he said the usual thing, Hareyat Mekodeshes, Rehubi Tabar, Zukhdas Mishal Yisrael. So, Mele, Lechit Boro, there is no Chetzer Boshet. Over there, Horim HaMishluch HaTzei Kadosh Nisho, and we say, Shliach HaZeh Shluch HaZeh, there is a woman who is Mikadoshes. Who is that woman, Lady X? Now, Lady, the sister of Lady Y, says, she is not Lady X, but there is a Dovah Shabbat. So the mayor, the Ram Shita is, the Aruch of the Dovah Shabbat of Mishnah implies, Mashiach in this case, which is wrong, there is no Dovah Shabbat. There is no Ishish. There is no Ishish. It was a slip of the tongue. So even the Ram will agree that we don't apply the Aloha of Indomash and Verbo, Potzmishnai. And we apply it that Shevshmaitze in regard to the Machlekes Rishen. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. Let's say, Per Rima Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. So then by Ishish Kehen, she's a soul. Why? Because there is only one soul. Maybe she's in Soloi Tachta, before the bush. But Eyes Gerotzen doesn't make any difference. Because even if it had been the Eyes, if Tachta So she says, amen, she's a soul queen. So, Midrashim say in the Ramot Paskus, like that, that when we say, so why is she scared? She's a soul, he has to be regardless if she contradicts him. When he says, Pesach Mitzosi, she says, Loiki Pesach Sosu Mitzosi. But suppose, at the time when he says, Pesach Mitzosi, she says, Inochnam, Pesach Mitzosi. But I was Mizani, before you only cut me. So then she's Nemenes. Then it's Nemenes. Now, here we cannot apply the principle of Bori Hashem or Bori Odi. That principle of Bori Hashem or Bori Odi applies in the Nemenes. So it's because time is Valdova. In regard to the Ksume, so Ramban Liel says, if the Isha says, Misharastani Minaski, Misach Vesanei, or Bori Hashem or Bori Odi. If it's, and even according to Mandoma, love Bori Odi, but here it's coupled with the Chazoke, the Rige. So even Rav Nachman will agree, as the Gemara says, the Bori Hashem. So that's what it's shayach to say in connection with the Nemonis. So there is a halacha of time is Moldova. Mashiach came in Nisan Hetera, there is no special Nemonis of time is Moldova. So we cannot apply the principle of Bori Hashem of the Lord. Still, most Rishayim say that when we say that Yishas Kei and Kesach Meshuach Mitzosi is Nemonis is hollow, that is, if she contradicts him and says, Pesach Sosu Mitzosu. But if she doesn't contradict him, and he says, true, Pesach Pesuach Mitzosu, but because I was Nizame before the Dushin, then she is Nemenes. So it's not on the base of Bori Hashem. Bori Hashem is only Shayach in the Nemenes, where there is Nemenes of Tanis Bordobo, not in Isaveta, but it's on the basis of Idechot and Bisu. Of the Echad and Bisu. So we may say, so with rule, we should say that this is Machlech Rishayim. The Rishayim who say, let's say the Ramban, Tisres, the Rajbo, they say that Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi is normally Yitzchol of Aisha Skeye, only if she contradicts it. But if she says, Enoch Name Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, but I was Mizane before the Kushi, so then she's Nemenes. So it's because they don't agree with the Shite of the Ramban that when it's not his Chazak Yisurei, then even Dovah Shebe'avon is Dachan Nemon. Here it's Dovah Shebe'avon, whether she's Muteres Levi or not, it's definitely Dovah Shebe'avon. So we may say, but since it's not his Chazak Yisurei, on the contrary, she has a Chazak Yisurei. So we may say, that's why we say that she's the Menes. And the Rishayim who say that even if she doesn't contradict it, but she says she's still a soul, if she says Zonisi Kedem Agdushi, so she's not the Menes, and he still has to divorce her because they agree with the Shita of the Ram. And then I mentioned what the Sheshmaitze says, that in the Pshat in the Achilles Maimuni, and the Sheshmaitze says that the Halacha mentioned by the Achilles Maimuni is true even according to the Ram, who says that without this Chazak Yisrael, so we also apply the Halacha in Dovah Shebe'avon Pasuk Shnayim, but over there, so there is a Dovah Shebe'avon, but the question is she the Dovah Shebe'avon or not? Masha'im came in the case of the Jewish Maimoni, where if you borrow of the Shliach, it was a slip of the tongue, and he didn't mean to be Mikadesh, he meant to be Mikadesh for the Mishalach. So really true, she couldn't become Kodesh as the Mishalach because there was no Maisel Gif for the Mishalach. Let it be because of a slip of the tongue. But he was Mikadish for the Mishalach. But the Shmiah does not have to give or get. So even the Ram will agree, the Sheikh Shmaitze says, with this being of the Jewish money. So it should follow that in the case where the Baal says, he's a Kayer, and he says, Pesach Pesach Masas. And the Isha says, true, Pesach Pesach Mitzosu. But, Zonisi Kedem Agdushin. So everybody should agree that she is Nemenes. Everybody should agree that she is Nemenes. Everybody should agree that she is Nemenes. Why? Because everybody should agree that she is Nemenes. Because here, the feet go hell. So there is no Darshan. Because Kedem Agdushin is Zonisi. So it's like the case of the Jewish minority. So, the question arises, why do some Rishayim, why are some Rishayim Mechilik on the Ramban and on Tetzves? And they say that by Ish Eskeyen, she is Asur, even if she doesn't contradict him, and she agrees with him, but she says, Zonisikin Nagdushi. So we said at that time, that the reason is why some Rishayim say that she's still Asur, is not because they say that Nidacha has no Mimonis, but here there is a reason in her Haggadah. Because Monefshah, she says that she was Mizamri before the Gushin. How is it that she waited until he discovered that Pesach was Mizasi, and she didn't tell it to him before the Gushin? So that's a Rabbi we don't know. That's why she's not the menace. Not because these Rishayim hold that the Halacha of Indom Shabbat Pochet Mishnayim applies even to a case where there is no Yischadik Yisurei, and furthermore, even if he dvorel, if he did the Haggadah of the Eid, so there is no Indian of Dom Shabbat. No, but one second. But he also agrees with the Jewish family. But the reason is why some Rishayim say that here she is Asur by all is because there is a Raglai Medova, there is a Reyeseh, the fact that she didn't tell it to him before the Gushin. So that tends to indicate that before the Gdushin, she was not Nizane, and that's why she's not the menace. So that's what we say. But all the Shemim agree with the Jewish Manani, as the Shem Shmaitze points out, that when we say in Dom Shemdam and Mishnai, if there is definitely a Ninya, it's subject matter of Dom Shemdam, but it's not his Chazal Yisrael, but if it did Reyoei, there is no subject for our Dom Shabbat. Then we say, therefore, let me so. Now, in regard to this question, I'm applying it here. Now, here, there is a machlek in the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. Now, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi Yechon says, that Dibra Machshabo Machshabibit. So there is a machlek as the shape. Some Rishayim say that the reason is why Rabbi Yechon says with Dibra Machshavo Machshavibito, because whereas Rabbi Loza says that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother cannot be transferred to the child, even though the status of the child depends upon the nature of the Znus of the mother. If the mother committed Znus with the apostle, so then the child becomes the apostle. If the mother committed Znus with the kosher, so the child is not the person. Is not the person. But it still cannot be transferred. Because the child is, in regard to the child, at the very inception of the child, whether it's a kosher or a person, so there is no chazkash. But that's what Rav says. But Rav Yechanan, some of the Shem say, the reason is why Rav Yechanan says the Dibre HaMach Shebo is Mach Shebebito, the Dibre HaMach Shebo is Mach Shebebito, so it's because he is chelkan Rabbeza, and Rabbi Yechon holds that the cheskes kashrus of the mother is transferred to the child. Some Rishayim say no. Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rabbeza that the cheskes kashrus of the mother cannot be transferred to the child. But why is she a menace? Without cheskes kashrus, she's a menace. So the question is, without cheskes kashrus, why should she be a menace? Obviously, on the basis of Yechon and Rizzo. Obviously, on the basis of Yidechot, of Yidechot Nenu Bisum. So, we may say, but, is it Dabar Shebe'alvo? The answer is no. It's not Dabar Shebe'alvo. Because we feed Vorel. So there is no effect of Dabar Shebe'alvo. So it's like the case of the Chumis Mamei. Now, how about the Rishayim who say that the reason is why Rabbi Yechon says the Dibra Machshavo Machshavibito? So it's because he holds his Chelkan Rabbeza. Rabbeza says that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is not transferred to the child, but Rabbi Yechon holds that the Cheskes Kashrus of the mother is transferred to the child. So, but If not for the fact of the existence of the child, they wouldn't be demons. Why would we have to resolve the Franciscus? Without Franciscus, it definitely be so. It definitely so. So we could say, so does that mean that these Rishonim will be heretic? And the halacha mentioned by the Chayes Mameni, I mean the Shechmaitze, takes it for granted that all the Rishonim will agree with the halacha mentioned by Chayes Mameni. Even the Ram, and the Amen Rishonim will agree with the Ram, that the Dorsha of Nine applies even to a case where it's not this Chazik Yisur. So, but how about all these Rishonim? So, I think that here we don't have to resort to Dorsha Ba'al. Let's say those Rishonim we say that without the Chazkas Kashkas, the Isha wouldn't be an Amenes. But why should Isha be an Amenes on the basis of the Dachanim Yisur? Because it might be that where it's a question of puzzling a person, that in itself requires a yes. Without recourse to the concept of individual development. For example, let's say, if an Idechot will come, we know that Dovash of the moment requires way. Of the Shnayim of the But not only Dovash of the moment requires way. Suppose an Idechot comes and says, about a certain person, Ruben, that he saw Ruben, he was Mechal Shabbos. Will Ruben become possible? Yes, no. So in order to pass a person, greatness, that also requires greatness. So Dovah Shabimomein and Dovah Shabimomein are not the only yonim that require this. In other words, in Isa Beheter, so there is Aloha Vidahon Yisoh. But if it's a question of puzzling someone, so that requires it. That's a double portion. So just as puzzling the person requires it, the same thing is true of kashering the person. Of kashering the person. Now if the shayla is whether he has a status of the kosher or the status of the post, whether he's a mamzer or a kosher. So just as an idechot, if an idechot will come and say, this person who is not the cheskes mamzer is a mamzer. He's not memory. That's the double portion. That he's not memory. Because to pass the person, it doesn't make any difference whether the Eides involves passing him between a social Eides or passing him between a Siches as a Mamza. So that also requires Eides. So just as Eides of Psu requires Hadoras Eides by two Eides, so Eides of Kashkas, in order to establish it, as a kosher, also requires praying. So in many ways, the reason is why many Rishonim say that the only reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says to the people is because the Hagodah of the mother is coupled with the Cheskes Kashkas. Even though the child does not have the Cheskes Kashkas, but the Cheskes Kashkas of the mother is transferred to the child. Is transferred to the child. But if it hadn't been transferred to the child, the mother wouldn't be nervous. Why? Because, but, let up in MMS, on the basis of the Dachman Yisur, it's not because they are Hiddick and the Jewish Mameni. They could also agree that the Sheshmaitse assumes that they're all Rishonim agree with the halacha mentioned by the Jewish Mameni. But there is another reason, because just as a Hagodah that passes a person requires aiding, so a Hagodah that catches a person, as a kosher, also requires aiding. This, in regard to Sheeides, so the same halacha that is true of the Nidechot who testifies, let's say that Ruben was Mechal Shabbos, so he's not meant to pass through Sheeides. Now suppose we know that Ruben has been Mechal Shabbos or Elichon Sheeides, he's post-Sheeides, and then Nidechot will come and say, I saw him do Tshuva, so he will not become Kosher Sheeides. So they always say that not only the Haggadah of passing a person ladies requires training, so the Haggadah of catching a person ladies after he became post ladies, let's say, in the Haggadah who testified that Rubei, who is Becheska's apostle, because he was in the certain Averes, so did you? You're not the one, that's in the other portion. That's mentioned in the Rishish. So mainly in regard to catching a person, look at the call, so it also requires it is not on the basis of Dovah Shabbat, As far as Dom Shabella is concerned, so the Sheikh could agree with the halacha mentioned by the Chumash Maimonides. But here, there is a separate reason as to why we require it. But the Rishonim would say that the reason as to why Rabbi Yochanan says the Dibur HaMachshavo is Machshav Biton, not because the Chetzes Kashras of the mother is transferred to the child. It's not transferred to the child. He agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. But she just says the word is without Chetzes Kashras. They definitely will have to agree with the Shita of the Chumash Maimonides that in Dovah Shebe'al Bopachas Mishnayim doesn't apply here. Since if it goes from the mother, there is no subject matter of Dovah Shebe'al. There is no subject matter of Dovah Shebe'al. And they hold that while in order to pass a person, that requires it is, but in order to cash a person, what we call does not require it. That comes within the aloha of Yidach Menesha.